It is the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition. And that brings us Cher Greater Lynchburg. Megan is traveling, so she is not able to join us on the broadcast this morning. But
she hasn't been deported, has she?
No, she has not been deported.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, thankfully that has not happened. I don't think she can be. She's a natural born citizen.
Yeah, well, I'm not
but,
sure.
But we digress. Yeah, I mean, we're both Scottish, so, yeah. You know, and so who knows what may happen.
Yeah.
We are joined by Nicolette. She's the director of family care services or family care ministries at 518. Nicolette, thank you so much for joining us and taking time today.
Oh, yeah, such a joy to be here. Thank you.
Absolutely. Joy for us. I mean, and look how bright and sunshiny you are with your purple hat. And it's just wonderful.
Absolutely.
So tell us about your organization. Tell us about 518.
Yeah, so 518 Family Services, I think most people probably still know us as Patrick Henry Family Services. We rebranded a year ago, but we've been around for over six decades at this point, and we've been serving Central Virginia, working to connect families to resources and to services that will help them strengthen. I think I would say overall, our goal is for children to be safe and families to be strong. We do that through counseling, family care, through our camp out in Brookneal, Hat Creek Camp. We find lots of ways to connect with families.
In all the time that that you guys have been doing this, and in any given year or month, how many folks, how many children and families have you impacted positively in their lives?
Oh, man, that's such a great question. So I would say in any given month, several hundred children and families are being impacted through our family care services, through the counseling that they receive. During the summer months, that goes up tremendously because we have our camp, again, out in Hat Creek. And so there's several hundred children who will come through that program throughout the summer. But I would say on a given year, several thousand children and families is where our total would land. And it looks different for each one. Some, it's a very small touch point of connection. For most, though, it's an ongoing relationship because we believe that meaningful relationships are the thing that strengthens families the most.
Is there any kind of a waiting list or anything? Because a lot of organizations that deal with kids and families, there tends to be a bit of a waiting list.
Yeah, there does tend to be in general in the field, but what I would say is we don't experience that as often. Our counseling offices are spread throughout the region. We have our main location here in Lynchburg, but throughout the four surrounding counties as well. So we don't often see very many waitlist situations happen. Here on my team, the family care team, we do occasionally have a waitlist for our services. So right now, my team is serving 97 families, and okay. I think we have three on a waitlist, and that waitlist should get cleared in the next week or two. So
that's fantastic. So you have an event that's coming up that is fairly time sensitive. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so Vision 30 is this grand, large vision that every child in our area would be safe in their own family or in a family-like setting where they're surrounded by a faithful community. And Vision 30 as a whole has a gathering of local nonprofits, individuals, businesses who say, we can get behind that. We want children to be safe. We want families to be strong. And so at the end of May, on May 28th, we are presenting our very first Vision 30 Summit. And it's a collaborative event through several churches, organizations, nonprofits, and individuals in the community who are coming together to focus on parents, parenting, that caregiving experience. And so it's a full-day summit. The morning is designed for mothers. This idea that sometimes mothers or those in the mothering caregiving role feel a little unseen. And so we want to love on them and encourage them. And then our midday is actually around our Vision 30 gathering time, and it's going to be focused on fathers. And so it's in this space of saying that fatherhood matters. And it's a meaningful gathering space to help talk about the role, the impact, really, and the identity of fathers that sometimes is missed in our society. And the afternoon session is going to dig in a little harder. It's talking about parenting in those hard spaces. Teens can be hard. Parenting from trauma can be really, really hard. And so we're acknowledging and addressing the real and often complex struggle that comes around parenting and caregiving during that afternoon space. And we're going to cap it all off in the evening with a film screening. People may remember very popular last year, The Sound of Hope, the story of Possum Trot. And so we're going to offer that out to the community as a film screening time.
This is all fantastic. And there are some, and we'll link this up There are some of the sessions have a cost. Some of the sessions are free. And you can learn more if you visit sharegreaterlynchburg.org. Type in 518 and 518 Family Services will come up. But then we went to your website. And we found quite a bit of information about everything that you do. Is there a specific place where you can go and register? That's on the Share platform as well?
It is. And actually, I just dropped in the chat for you through Eventbrite. The registration is set up. The morning and afternoon sessions could be beneficial for any kind of parent, but oftentimes there are foster parents who are looking for those credits for the ongoing trainings. Yeah. Those are only two sessions that have a fee, very inexpensive, $10 a piece. We actually have scholarships available, though, because we want to remove that barrier.
Yeah. So don't not go because of any kind of financial issue. So that's also a great thing. Folks can learn more again if you visit sharegreaterlynchburg.org. But we will also link up the Eventbrite link on this broadcast. And if you're listening, go on over to our Facebook page at the Mike Show VA, and that's where the links will be. And we'll put that up there. And you'll be able to listen to this, this particular segment again and again and again as bonus content on the podcast. Do you need anything, Nicolette? Do you need volunteers? Do you need
the question. So part of what this summit is going to do is offer an opportunity for our nonprofits, our business partners to come and have a table at the event. So we want to make sure they know that it's free. We're not putting a charge for that, for them to come and have a space. Our goal is not that 518 will be promoted, but that Vision 30 will be promoted. So we want local partners to come sign up to table at the event. And as far as volunteers, right now, there's a limited availability for that. And so we could use a handful of volunteers to come on site, help us to set up, prepare the space for the networking and for the snacks. We do have a lunch that's going to be served as part of the lunch portion of the event, and that is free of charge for those attending. So if there were people who wanted to come alongside and help support that, that would be lovely too.
Oh, fantastic. Well, you can learn more again, and you can learn about volunteer opportunities on the Share platform if you go to sharegreaterlynchburg.org. And then again, type in 518 Family Services into the link and look at the Vision 30 Summit information. Go to Eventbrite, sign up for that as well, and just learn about ways that you can volunteer and help out with this event and many, many others within our community. All right. Did we cover everything, or did we miss anything? Did we solve all the world's problems?
Well, we didn't solve all the world's problems. No. But what I would say is I love the emphasis on volunteering far beyond 518. That's how we make a strong community. So I just want to take a second to highlight that again. Find somewhere to plug in. Find anywhere that matches your passion, and they'll appreciate you coming alongside.
That's a great point, Nicolette. Thanks for saying that.
It really is. And that brings us to Share Greater Lynchburg, the platform itself. It is free for nonprofits to become part of. And if your nonprofit organization is not on the Share platform, why? There are 189 nonprofit organizations represented on the platform, and folks can. It really is a one-stop clearinghouse to learn about all of our area's nonprofit organizations. You can volunteer. There's over 101 opportunities for you to do that. You can attend events. You can even volunteer at the board level for many, many organizations. They are looking for board members. So if you're new to the area, or if you're new to volunteering in our area, or just don't know who does what, and you're looking for something that matches up with you and your family and your ideals, well, go to sharegreaterlynchburg.org. You can even shop for these organizations online and have those items delivered directly to a nonprofit organization of your choice. So,
and Mike, it may be interesting to the audience to know that the whole idea for Share Greater Lynchburg, this website, came out of a committee that was headed up by Ron Feinman, actually, who was looking for a way to help nonprofits navigate their way out of COVID. Mm-hmm. And so it was established 4 or 5 years ago I was lucky enough to run into Megan Huffman at a time when she was had the bandwidth and the time to help set this up. And so it's a model that was originally based out of Charlotte, and we adopted it. And the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation pays for it every year. And that it enables it to be free for any nonprofit that wants to have a page or several pages on the site.
Absolutely.
And it is a function of the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. We started it back when I was president. And also, for those of you who don't know about the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation, that organization gives out over $2 million each year in grant money to local nonprofits in Lynchburg and the four surrounding counties. So it's a big deal. They the foundation is right in the middle of its spring grant cycle now. They have two grant cycles a year. So in June, early June, the foundation will announce the grants for this half year, basically. And their committee is working hard on those right now. So two really good assets for the community in the foundation and in Share Greater Lynchburg that go hand in hand. And I've known about 518 for a long time, back when it was known as Patrick Henry. And I know that it's a fantastic organization that has always been well led. And I'm so happy to get to meet Nicolette and find out that they are still very well led. Mm-hmm. And thank you for being here, Nicolette.
Yeah, it really is a joy. And I just want to say thank you for the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. I've been witness to their support for several years here and in other organizations, and the impact can't be understated.
Thank you.
And I wanted to mention, I almost forgot, your organization is in the process of renovating and taking over the old Phase 2 location in Lynchburg. How's that process coming along? How's that going? That's a big project.
Oh, it's a massive project. I can't tell you how excited we are about it, to have the majority of our staff under one roof, but really to cement ourselves closer to the downtown location in Lynchburg is deeply exciting. We are all about removing barriers for the families we serve and putting us closer to, in proximity to many of the families we connect with is going to help remove that barrier that transportation often causes. But our real hope is that that building will become a bit of a beacon, a community empowerment center, so that nonprofits in the community can come and have a usable space to put on their events and to hold their meetings, so that our families can have kind of a reclaiming of that building for themselves. And so it's a deeply exciting space to be in. We've held some all-staff meetings and some local gatherings for collaborative spaces, but we're actually at the phase now where they're doing the bidding for the interior construction, reconstruction to start. So we will be kicked out of the building for a period of time so they can do that work, and then we will be back next year.
All right. Well, Nicolette, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for taking time today and learning more. And we will link everything up on this broadcast. Again, if you're listening, you can go on over to our Facebook page at The Mike Show VA and see the links, or you can visit Share Greater Lynchburg and just type in 518. You're going to find everything. Thank you so much. We'll talk again soon.
Sounds good. Bye, guys.
Thanks. Is The Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition. Coming up a little bit later on, we have your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.